Welcome, fellow confidence crusaders, neuro nerds, and success equalizers. This is your podcast, Real Confidence. I'm your host, Alyssa DeVere, and I'll be sharing a bit of basic brain science, some surprising social secrets, and a touch of tough love. Why? Because I believe confidence is everyone's fundamental right and choice. So let's get to it.
I was with a friend recently, and I was really stunned that she made the comment that she doesn't know how, doesn't feel comfortable or confident asking for other people's help. I was like, what? I guess because I'm often asking for help and it doesn't faze me. I really was perplexed and asked her to elaborate a little bit more how and why that happened. And her comment was that the way she was brought up in her house or her family, it was not okay to ask for help because asking for help showed that you were weak or failing. That she was told, you know, buck up, just persevere, get through it, deal with it, figure it out. And that was the way her brain and her behavior subsequently worked. And I don't know if I can, you know, in my household, I don't think help was necessarily something we were taught to ask for, but I certainly didn't have that same upbringing. There wasn't any shame. And in fact, I'll kind of joke about it because in a Jewish cultural way, you know, this word of kvetch, if you never heard it, it's a great word. K-V-E-T-C-H, phonetically kvetch. It's a Yiddish word. It means kind of to complain. You know, we kvetch about a lot, but in a lot of cases, you could look at that as a way of asking for help, right? Oh, I can't believe I've got to clean the house, right? I ask you for help. So it's kind of a funny way of looking at it. But I think depending on, again, your upbringing, you may have been angled to either ask for help or not. And my friend, who clearly was not, as an adult now, was really overwhelmed. And she's gone through some major, major trauma in her life, really does need some help. And I don't just mean like psychological help, which is a different topic, but, you know, just help around the house. She's a single mom raising four kids. And, you know, I think that, you know, asking for help, in a lot of people's heads, we think, well, if I ask for help, I'm a loser. Absolutely not. So this is what I told my friend. And her face lit up. Subsequently, her behavior not only changed, but her confidence like shot through the roof. Because I said, you know what? When you ask other people for help, you're actually giving them a gift. You're giving them the ability to do something that gives them purpose, that makes them feel good, that makes them feel that they're helping somebody like you that they care about in a productive way. It's a gift to ask for help. And in many cases, you're giving them pleasure. You're giving them, as I said, purpose. And she said to me, I never thought of it that way. Well, of course not, because we're not really geared in that way, no matter how we were brought up. But when you ask somebody for the right kind of help, and that's the key, right? You can't ask somebody, you know, hey, will you take my kid to school? And you do it every day. That's not a gift. But if you ask somebody, you know, I really could use some help. And I think you're the right person. And here's what I need. Certainly they may say no, but at the same time, they may look at you with like, tell me what I can do. Now, in reality, when you know somebody is dealing with a lot, you know, traumatized or otherwise dealt a bad hand, so to speak, they just have some bad luck or maybe they need some help at that particular time for whatever reason, and you're aware of that, offering to help, sometimes they'll look at you and they'll be like, thanks, I'll let you know, right? Thanks. Yeah, sure. Hey, how can I help? How many times have you said that? I say that all the time. How can I help? And they're so overwhelmed and they're so maybe even afraid of thinking about being helped that they can't answer. They just say, yeah, thanks. Hey, let me know how I can help. Let us know how we can help. You know, I have a pet peeve, one of many, when people say, how are you? And you say, fine. You know, like, why do we bother? Because most of the time we're not fine. Most of the time we don't really want to know how somebody is. And that phrase, how can I help, falls in that same category. How can I help? We may have really good intention and wanting to help, but it's a throwaway phrase because in that moment, that person can't even give you an answer other than thanks. I'll keep it in mind. So asking for help can be a gift to the other person. And it also is a way to reinforce for you when somebody, when you do ask for help and somebody accepts that in a gracious way, right? Oh, I'm so happy. I'd love to help. It also reminds you that you matter, that they want to help you. So it's a gift right back to you as well. And gosh, you know, if it's something that's not too massive of a ask, you know, small gifts, they're good gifts. They're great gifts for our brain, small wins, small gifts. So I want us to think about how we can not only ask for help, but maybe how we can offer help as well. And I have some very simple ways to do that in a more productive way than saying, hey, how can I help? We'll give some sponsor love, and I'm going to give you those ways in just a minute.
This podcast was sponsored by the American Confidence Institute. ACI uses basic brain science to teach you not what, but how to think with more confidence. ACI is endorsed by top universities and business experts, and it is accredited by the Society for Human Resource Management and the International Coaching Federation. Learn more about ACI's uniquely empowering keynotes, workshops, online training, and coaching certification at www.AmericanConfidenceInstitute.com.
All right, some very specific ways that you can ask for help. And at the same time, we can turn them on their side as a way of saying, if somebody seems to need help, how can we use these same techniques? So the first tip is to be specific. Be specific in what you need help with, how, and when. So for example, I really need help with my lawn. And I don't know who to call or ask for this particular thing. I have a party coming up. I need somebody to help trim my bushes. This was actually one of the requests that my friend asked when I started saying to her, what specific things can I help you with? So again, using that as maybe a coaching moment, or if you're the one asking for help, say to the person that you think could help you with that, this is what I need. Can you help me with that? When you say, I need help, or if you say to somebody, what can I help you with? Something like that may not pop to the surface, but what a beautiful thing to get off that person's list, right? Now, when you say that and you're specific to somebody, I need help with my lawn, the mental Rolodex goes, right? I wish I had real sound effects at the moment, but you know, that person can start thinking, Who does my lawn? Who else could help? And immediately what I said to my friend is, hey, I don't have a lawn person myself, but my friend's son does a lot of lawn work. And he's actually looking for some additional things to do right now. Would that be sufficient? And she went, oh gosh, that would be awesome. So making that easy connect made both their days. Again, great gift. So tip number one, be specific as to what you need, when you need it, and how you need it done. Second tip, be specific when you're asking that person for help, why you think they are the right person to help you. Now, brain science lens on always here. Why do we want to be able to say, I'm asking you for this help because I think you're the right person, Well, because we're asking for a favor, but at the same time, we want to give that person a little bit of confidence. Love is a thank you. And so when you tell somebody, because I think you're the right person, not only could they feel very honored, very gifted, but they can also say to you, you know what? I'm not the right person if they're not. So it makes it not only an, you know, like a specific ask for this is what I want done. I think you're really the right person to ask for that. And this is why you have an extensive network, or in my case, my example before, because I have a very large lawn. My friend assumed that I had a lawn person. It's named my husband. But needless to say, you know what, like telling that person why you're asking them, not just asking the universe, right? Oh, I really wish somebody would do my lawn, right? Ugh, as opposed to, hey, you have a really big lawn and I need some work done. I'm wondering if you have somebody that you can recommend. It's a whole different ask. It's a whole different way of saying to somebody, I think you of all people can actually help me with this. Tip number one, be specific with what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. Tip number two was be specific why that person you're asking for help. Tip number three is be specific also about why it's going to help you. Not just get it off your to-do list, but again, I'm going to use the same example. My friend said to me, I need to have my bushes and my path, my weeding and so forth cleaned up, because I'm hosting a party and it's really important to me. And I've got all these other things to worry about. And I just want to make sure that the lawn looks good. And you have a big lawn. I'm wondering if you have somebody that you could refer to me. So not only did I understand as the helper what my friend needed, but I understood why and why she was asking me specifically, right? So again, feeding that into a way that not only does the person you're asking understand why you're asking, but you're legitimizing it for both of you, what and who you're asking, right? It's not just, boy, I wish somebody would take this off my to-do list or my plate, but there's some real reason why I'm asking for this. So that's number three. So number four is the out. And what I mean by that is giving that person the ability to say no. You're like, what? Maybe I shouldn't do that. No, you should. And here's why. When somebody's asked for something, and it may be, again, good reasons why you're asking, who you're asking, but maybe it's not good timing for them. And they don't want to feel badly telling you, I can't do that. So give them the ability to say, you know, I'm really honored that you would ask me to do this. I just can't do that right now. Or could I do that in a couple of weeks when I have a little bit more bandwidth? And this is how you do it. When you make the ask, when you're saying to somebody, I need help, again, be specific about what you need, when you need it, how you need it, be specific why you need it, be specific why, how it's going to help you, but then say, and if this is not a good time for you, or if you're unable to do it, it's okay. Just let me know. Now, some people are going to be like, no, I got it, right? They're going to rise to that occasion for, you know, all the good and bad reasons that comes with the ego. But at the same time, you're basically saying to that person, look, I know I'm asking for something. And if it's really not convenient or you're not able to do it, that's okay too. And it gives them that ability to say, I would really love to help you. I just can't do it now. So if you are needing some help, there's things that are on your to-do list or bugging you that you really need somebody else's help, I would encourage you to use this almost as a checklist. Use this as a way of saying, who can I ask? What's the specific ask? Why do I need this done? And who can I approach with this request in a way that brings that all forward as well as allows them to say no? Pretty simple when I say it like that. But I want you to remember, if nothing else, that when you do ask somebody for help in a sincere way, It's a gift to both of you. It's not a burden. It's not a show of weakness or failure. It certainly isn't something that you should feel badly about, guilty about. You're gifting somebody the ability to do something that has meaning for them because it has relevance and impact for you. Love to hear your feedback always on the pod, anywhere, any channel, or through our website. Thanks for tuning in. Before we totally wrap up, I want to let you know that full transcripts and show notes for this and other Real Confidence episodes can be found on www.AmericanConfidenceInstitute.com/podcast. I also want to remind you once again that the best way to get confidence is to give it to others, and you can do it just by liking and sharing this episode on your preferred podcast and social media channels. You can even give me some confidence by noting topics you'd like me to consider for the future. So for now, this is Alyssa DeVere. Thank you for helping to bring more confidence to the world. Master editing done by Ben Weinstein, with original music performed and composed by Jeff Mitchell. Real Confidence is a production of American Confidence Institute. All rights reserved.